Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program all across the Northern Plains. From the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead. AM 1090 KTGO out there in Williston, Watford City, Tioga, Stanley, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. We thank you for listening. Going to spend a little time talking about what's happening at the University of Mary this hour. Welcome your calls, questions, or comments about this fine institution, but they've been in the news a lot over the last number of months, and just thought it'd be a good time to get a little bit of an overview of all the great things that are happening at the University of Mary, which continue even from this weekend. We have some news to share about a new recognition for the school, so looking forward to this conversation throughout the program. And we have done a few in 2014, what we've called University of Mary Mondays. We're going to be doing more of those in 2015, where we identify challenges across the landscape and talk about solutions to those challenges, and look forward to those conversations. Today, just kind of an overview on a lot of things that are happening out at the University of Mary, but looking forward to more of those conversations coming in 2015. Telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails always welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Joined on the program today by the president of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shane. Monsignor, nice to have you back. How are you?
Scott, always good to hear you. I'm doing just fine.
We have some of your leadership team here with us today, and I understand you're going to stay with us for this first segment, and then we'll continue the conversation with this fine group throughout the hour. Greg Vetter, who is executive vice president. Greg, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Scott.
Jerome Richter is here, the vice president for public affairs. Hello, Jerome.
Good morning, Scott.
And another road warrior, Patrick O'Meara, vice president for mission advancement, joins us on the phone as well. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
All right. So what a team we've got here. And Monsignor, start, I guess, with some news here. I understand that the university has been recognized at the Catholic College President's Gathering that you're at for some accolades. Tell us a little bit about what hardware you're going to be bringing home.
Scott, thanks. Thanks so very much for an opportunity to talk about this. I'm down at the annual meeting of the Association of Catholic Colleges and Universities at the President's Institute. So every year there are more than 250 Catholic colleges and universities, and every year all the presidents come together for an annual conference in Washington, D.C., which is where the association is headquartered. And this year, the University of Mary was showcased as a leader in the nation for the question of hiring for mission. And hiring for mission consists in the process by which we're able to identify people who can work at our institution, who really get the mission and who are able to carry it out, who are good matches in terms of our Catholic identity, in terms of our identity as a Christian Catholic Benedictine institution, and in terms of the service to the needs of our people in the region of Bismarck and North Dakota and beyond.
So back up a little bit and tell us about the mission. What is driving all of this this bold foray into the future that the University of Mary is leading right now? What is the mission?
Well, so we were founded in 1959 to serve the religious, academic, and cultural needs of the people in our region and beyond. And so we have a distinct mission. So higher education, of course, is a big topic in North Dakota. There's no doubt about that. And we believe that private higher education and Catholic higher education in particular lends something different. We have a distinct feel. Our graduates, indeed, are prepared in a particular way at the University of Mary. We believe that the servant leadership, the values, and the insights that come to them from a tradition, which actually is a tradition out of which universities were first founded, we believe that that gives them a particular perspective. And so as a result, we feel like it's an obligation that we have to make sure as we're hiring, because we're hiring and bringing all sorts of people from all over the country, new PhDs in literature and philosophy and new practitioners and teachers in physical therapy and nursing. We're bringing them from all over the country to work at the University of Mary and from all over the state. And we want to always continually pay attention to whether they would be a good fit for their mission, for our mission, so that when they're driving up the hill every day, they're happy about it. They're happy about the work that we're doing, and they understand and can participate in how noble that work is. And so, as a result, Dr. Diane Flatlin, who's our Vice President for Financial Affairs, was asked to be out here on a panel to speak in front of everybody who's out here about how the University of Mary does this and how we do it better than anybody else.
And we all could do that a little better, right? You're obviously talking about hiring for the mission of educating and fulfilling the mission of the University of Mary, but everybody that is looking to grow their business or continue to expand their organization, what lessons in what you're doing do you have for all of us in hiring for mission? How do you do this?
Well, you know, I think people need to do it in different ways depending on the size and the scope of the institution. Even though the University of Mary is one of the biggest employers in the Bismarck-Mandan area, you know, myself and my executive team, so other people who are on the phone, we meet individually. I meet individually, Scott, with everybody who's hired to work at the University of Mary. We have a conversation about what we stand for, what our values are, what we identify with, just to get a sense for the person so that we can look into their eyes and say, here's who we are. We're not afraid of who we are. We're clear about it. We're clear about our role and the culture and the history and the landscape of North Dakota, past, present, and future. Are you okay with that? Is that something that you can really lend yourself to? Are you generous of heart? You have a heart for service? Or are you just trying to get a job? Because then maybe you'd be happy somewhere else.
Talk a little bit about the strategic plan and what the ultimate goal is. What are you driving for with this mission?
Well, and I like that question best of all. And I know that you're with some of the best people at the University of Mary and can continue that conversation. But we did this large strategic planning initiative last year, Vision 2030, and focused upon themes of relationship and distinction and service. And we want to make sure that the University of Mary is able to serve North Dakota in its future moving forward. And we know that this is a time of great inflection, a time of great change, and a time of anxiety and opportunity. And as a result, we really see ourselves as positioned uniquely to be able to continually make a difference in the landscape, cultural, academic, and religious in North Dakota. And so we believe that even though this is a time in which there's a lot of discussion and a lot of worry and a lot of great possibility, we believe these are the times for which universities were founded. And so as a result, we know that we can lend a unique perspective and prepare leaders in the service of truth like never before.
And how will you gauge the success? What does that roadmap look like? Is it more students? Is it more programs? What ultimately is the plan in rolling this out? What are we striving for?
Well, we do want to grow certain segments of our enrollment. There's no doubt about it. We're talking about a downtown campus in Bismarck for our health sciences. We're talking about housing down there as well. We're discussing a new engineering school. We're talking about how we can better serve the needs, particularly of Western North Dakota. As you know, Scott, we've just launched out there in Watford City, and that's really important as well. We're talking about a deeper experience of formation for our faculty. We want to have the best faculty of any university in the Upper Midwest, and we believe we're approaching that goal, but we've got a ways to go in that respect, too, and we want to continually care for our students, too, such that when people meet a graduate of the University of Mary, and this happens already, but we want it to happen more and more because the world is so weary, it's so fractured of heart. We want people to meet graduates from the University of Mary and really be struck by the person that they meet and say, wow, there's a brightness in that person. I don't know what it is, but I want that. I want that for myself. I want that for my children and for my grandchildren.
And that's what you can do uniquely at the University of Mary by making part of your mission teaching the whole person, right? When you talk about the,
right.
You know,
well, we have the freedom to do that, of course, because the human heart has a spiritual component to it, obviously, and in fact the human soul is spiritual, and so as a result, questions of faith and questions of reason can be discussed at a place like the University of Mary in a coherent way, in a way in which they're not artificially divorced. And sometimes that fragmentation, that compartmentalization of education is a real death knell to it. It really pulls it down and takes away the nobility and the vision which is behind the great ideal of education. That a great scientist or a great engineer or a great business person or a great teacher can also be a person of significant faith with a deep ethical and moral sense as well. We believe that deeply at the University of Maryland. We're dedicated to the great experiment of showing the world that those people can be formed, shaped, and educated, and then they're then the leaders who make a difference in their communities.
We'll let you get back to that conference. We're going to turn some of your team loose here to walk us through some of the pieces of this strategic plan and an overview of, the University of Mary's role in the future of North Dakota as we go forward. Congratulations on another accolade there on the mission side, Monsignor, and good to catch up with you as always.
Fabulous to be with you, Scott. Thanks for the conversation.
All right, we'll continue the conversation. Greg Vedder, Jerome Rucker, Patrick O'Meara from the University of Mary, when we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
One commercial I didn't see in last night's Super Bowl was MyPillow. Probably can't compete with Todd and I talking about our pillow, I guess. Why even bother putting it on
the
Super Bowl?
They can't cut the deal because you see when they are on TV, they don't cut the deal. We cut. We cut a better deal.
Yeah, we got a better deal. So it's a Super Bowl-like deal, and they didn't pay for the Super Bowl ad, so you still get a heck of a deal on the best pillow on the planet, National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And right now we have the deal that Todd's talking about, which is the two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. It's a 50% savings. All you need to do to get it is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. And you'll get this great deal. It has a patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. It's guaranteed. 10-year warranty. This thing will not go flat. And even a 60-night money-back guarantee. Just try it. Sleep on it. We know you're going to love it. If you don't, after 2 months, send it back. No harm, no foul. And MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call them at 800-506-9028, the telephone number. By the way, text from Jeff, evidently on our earlier debate on the blown call, says ESPN is, this is actually a tweet that came from Jeff. According to ESPN, Marshawn Lynch had five previous runs from the one this season and scored just once. You know, so maybe Pete Lloyd just didn't want to have to, you know, fight it off. So anyway, thanks for that, Jeff.
Maybe you got a little gun shy calling that call then.
Yeah, that debate continues, by the way, on our Facebook page. It's the University of Mary Monday today on the program, and still with us, Greg Vetter, Executive Vice President, Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs, and Patrick O'Meara, Vice President for Mission Advancement. So, guys, going a little deeper from what Monsignor was talking about in the way of the strategic plan, I'd love for you to walk us through the, you know, the strategic plan, a little bit of an overview on this, and ultimately how that meshes with the University of Mary's role in shaping the future of North Dakota. You want to start, Greg?
I'd love to, Scott. Thanks for having us on, first of all. And like Monsignor said earlier, you know, we took almost a year. We got people involved from all sorts of constituent groups, from our students to our faculty and staff to members of the community, from the religious community, civic community, and alums as well. And we had a long-term conversation about the role of the University of Mary going forward, the role in the dialogue across the state. Our state is changing. I've said numerous times, looking back into the late 1800s when the Scandinavians and the German Russians like myself settled in North Dakota, we're in a sense in that same situation today. And what should the conversations be? How do we keep our ethical norms where we want them to be in North Dakota? And so the conversation started there, and with that we talked about lots of things, from facilities to programs to the type of people, like Monsignor said, that work for the university, and how do we grow and expand and become very intimately involved in the discussions around the state.
All right, Jerome and Patrick, I want to give each of you a bite of this apple as well. Jerome, go ahead and go next.
Thank you, Scott. It's good to be with you. I want to back up just a little bit, Scott, and make sure that we're all on the same page and follow up on both Greg and Monsignor said. I think it's important to remember our history. I'm a history education major by trade. I taught for 11 years. Love our history, love North Dakota history. And we're living in an important time right now that isn't something brand new to North Dakota. If you go back to 1878, is the year that the Benedictine sisters showed up coming off of a train in Bismarck, North Dakota. And at that time, things were just a little bit crazy. There was anxiety all over. It was a Wild West town. It was the end of the tracks. There was people there that had shown up from all different walks of life, and they're trying to make a living. They're trying to put themselves into a place to succeed. And just like the sisters did then, which is immediately start a school, we want to continue to do that. We believe that education, and especially Catholic, Christian, Benedictine education, is an answer to a time of anxiety. Monsignor said just a few minutes ago, these are the times that universities were started for. The university and education is what gives people a chance for stability, for civilization to flourish. And I believe it's education and the great courage of the sisters of the past and the sisters of today and the university of today that will continue to do this for North Dakota and give to North Dakota what it always has been, which is the best, its people and their education.
And how do you do that? How do you take what is in that strategic plan and do exactly what you're talking about there? Patrick, I'll give you a shot at that question.
Sure. I think it comes down to, first you got to have a vision that people buy into. Is this the right vision? And then it comes down to execution. Do we have the capability to deliver on what we intend? And as we do that, I think that key among that is we don't intend just for capital projects, which are part of it. We don't intend just to bolster the educational offerings that we have at the university and, enliven them and make them better and more focused, although that's part of it. And we're not focused just on the life of the student, where we're giving them a richer student life experience. That's also part of it. But the other part of it is we want to engage. We want to engage in relationship the state of North Dakota and the entire region in meeting not just our needs on campus for the education of students, but meeting their strategic workforce needs, technically, but also from a leadership perspective. Because development, when you talk about development and the development of the state, it's clear that economic development is part of the discussion. But the cultural development of the state and maintaining that development, but also the human development of the individuals. And there need to be people who are going to be the leaders of the, specifically the leaders of these business organizations that we're going to produce. And so how do we do it? We want to take, we need to execute on what we intend. And we're going to do it from a capital perspective. We're going to do it from a student perspective. We're going to do it from an educational perspective. And then forging new relationships and bolstering existing relationships where we very tangibly can offer programs like our year-round campus, where we're getting students out quicker with not only technical but human skills. So it's really about execution. So that's when you say, how do we do it? There's the Holy Spirit's in the details. The devil resides there a little bit from time to time, too. But let me tell you, execution's how we're going to do it, and that's what Greg, Jerome, and I are focused on.
All right. Looking forward to finding out more about this. We'll break here shortly. When I come back, I want to talk about, first of all, year-round campus is something that's pretty innovative in and of itself and was in the news, obviously, when it was announced. But, Greg, maybe when we come back, if you could give us a little bit of an update on the year-round campus and the role that'll play. And then I'd like to just get into this workforce question a little bit because, obviously, if you do talk with any business leader, they'll tell you their concern is people, right? And retaining people, attracting people, recruiting the right folks and everything else. So let's spend a little time talking about that as well. And then also, speaking of workforce needs, CHI scholarships are one way to bring those about. We'll talk about that too when we come back. University of Mary Monday with our guests on What's on Your Mind Today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash, just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, also home of the ET Ag Center. 50,000 of the best named application parts in the industry, 50,000 of them. And by the way, not just the name brand in that Apache, but all name brands. They've got them all. Of course, the best is Apache. But that's why they're an Apache sprayer dealer. But the ET Ag Center has parts for anything. You got a sprayer, you need it, they got it. New and used as well. HighPlainsApache.com is their website. Check that out, HighPlainsApache.com. They're in Mandan, they're in Fargo. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. All right, 28 before the top of the hour, we're chatting with our friends from the University of Mary. Remaining earlier, Monsignor James Shea was here, and we're chatting with Greg Vetter, Executive Vice President, Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs, Pat O'Meara from the Vice President, a Vice President for Mission Advancement. These guys have done a very good job in our previous two segments of telling us how the university's been aligned with a strategic plan. Now I want to spend some time talking about specifically how that could be used and some examples of that. And, Greg, before we took a break, Patrick, you know, was talking about engaging in the relationships being important. So I want to spend a little time talking about the dialogue that you and others have had with business and civic leaders and what they're specifically telling you about their workforce needs and how the University of Mary is equipping itself to address that head on. Let's spend some time on that issue.
I appreciate that, Scott. You know, I was in business in Bismarck, Mandan for a long time in western North Dakota my whole life. And the relationships that I've had during that time, spending time with those folks now and just hearing some of the anxieties and the needs that they have, and fits perfectly into what the university is leading here in terms of the discussion. We've always been founded on relationships. The sisters knew that when they got off the train in 1878, that they couldn't do it alone, and they had to have good relationships in the area to help them move forward with their mission. That continues today in this regard. The discussion about the year-round campus is really driven from a couple of different ways. You know, our students that are coming to us, maybe contrary to some popular belief out there, but there's some fine young men and women moving into adulthood today. And I know sometimes they get a bad rap, but they're coming to us saying, you know what, they're engaged, They're focused on their studies. They want to be able to change lives. They want to have a full life. They don't want this compartmentalization where they have to be one way on a Sunday, another way in their personal lives, and another way at their in their careers. And that's the whole of life that we've been talking about, that we're at the center of that. And so when we talk about the year-round campus, they're coming to us and saying, you know, the summer times, we're out, we're working part-time jobs or what have you. We come back in the fall. You know, is there a way that we could just continually go through this and move forward in a very systematic way? And we talked about that numerous times at the university, about this being the first chapter of adulthood rather than the last chapter of adolescence. And so the students have been driving it. Secondly, the relationships that we have with industry and other organizations, particularly healthcare and other businesses, saying we need labor. We need the labor that Monsignor described, where they see a brightness in them. They have the ethical training that and background that the university can provide them. And so they've been very supportive of this conversation as well.
And Jerome, the year-round campus really is a recognition of the fact that workforce needs can't wait, right? I mean, this is about speed, isn't it?
Well, that's one of the things. The beauty of the year-round campus, Scott, is that it serves everyone in its own unique way. First and foremost, the year-round campus came out of the vision that we need to always be nimble and ready to serve in any way that we can. And what has happened right now, and everybody, I don't care if you're at a state school, if you're at a public, private university, whatever the case is, we have a time to completion issue, we have a cost of higher education issue, and we have a debt issue. There's young people that are strapping themselves with incredible debt right now that's hampering them and taking away their freedom to be the right adults. We have some universities that over the last decade, the cost of an education has gone up something like 200 and some percent. We know that this is in the legislature. We know that this is in the conversation in North Dakota, and we're very aware of this. And so with that, we said, how can we help kids to deal with those problems? How can we help these students to become the adults that they need? And this was an idea. What are they doing in the summer? Some of them are working part-time jobs, making a little money. Some of them are doing this. Some of them are hanging out, going to the river, fishing, hanging out with their buddies, drooling stuff that they learned last semester into a couch. I mean, I grew up on a dairy farm, and I don't think they're milking cows or picking rocks. And so, not all of them, some of them maybe. And so this all of a sudden gives them an opportunity to continue their education with the formation that is necessary to be good citizens. They're not going to lose the best of what we do, which is the formation of the human person in all aspects. And now, with that, they're available and ready to be into the workforce that much sooner than if they would be in the traditional four-year plan. Again, this is an option. The traditional four-year plan is still there. And we think it's a benefit financially, time, maturity, and then also to serve the greater North Dakota region with a good workforce.
Because, you know, we keep coming back to workforce. I mean, when you talk about anxiety, as we all have in one way or another about the current environment, Patrick, that's the one bit of anxiety that every business leader probably has right now, right? Workforce. So, you're telling me your strategic plan is retooling the university and its admission to directly meet those needs, but at the same time, putting folks into the workforce, that have some pretty unique traits.
Absolutely, and we want to be delivering students into the businesses here in North Dakota, whatever it is, whether it's out west in the oil or the those that are supporting the oil industry, whether we're talking about the core business, agriculture, here in the state. And what we want to do, healthcare, education, we want to be sending students out that meet the needs quickly, but not only that, the time that it takes for that student to become productive on site, we want to make sure that that's lessened as much as humanly possible. You can teach a lot in college, but you learn a lot on the job. So one of the things that we're doing is we're saying, what skills, what do you need on the job so that these graduates are job ready to have an impact in the business. So we're talking to some of these larger businesses and saying, tell us how to do this. Number two, we're talking to businesses who are having a hard time just getting the number of bodies they need here. And we're saying, let University of Mary be part of the recruiting process. And we help them by bringing students in, their scholarship programs, the CHI scholarship that I think Jerome and Greg are going to talk about in a minute, where we're drawing young people to the region to fill this, because the number of travel nurses in our hospitals is across the state is a problem. We need people who work here, live here, have a home here, and want to make a life for themselves here. The way you do that, you draw them here. They meet a nice young man or young woman. They get married here. They start a family, and they envision a life for themselves here in western North Dakota, or I should say all of North Dakota. So we want to graduate job ready. We want to graduate people quicker, those who have a desire to move through college quicker. And then number three, we want them to be the type of employees that corporations are looking at and saying, we want these type of young men and women with us for the long haul. And I have to tell you, we're getting a lot of uptake on this from different corporations. So it's gone pretty well.
Do you want to weigh in, Greg or Jerome? I heard somebody want to.
No, I just wanted to touch on that a little bit, you know, the not only bringing them out in the a shorter amount of time, but employees that are ready to go and have good, solid character traits that are taught while they're on campus and can continue to build that and grow that and implement that and ooze that, if you will, in their careers as they're out beginning their families, beginning their careers, building relationships with colleagues. It's very, very important.
So the concept of everything we've talked about here, I think, really plays out in this partnership with CHI, meeting a specific need on the healthcare side that Pat touched on. But, Jerome, let's just break this one down a little bit, specifically on you know, the scholarship opportunities available, the needs that will be met, and, you know, how our current healthcare picture looks right now, because that's certainly one area of our economy that is in need of workforce help, along with so many, but one that you have a really bold plan here. Let's talk about it a little bit. What is the CHI scholarship partnership with the University of Mary? What will it do?
Well, Scott, thank you. First and foremost, Pat was just mentioning this. There's a shortage of healthcare workers, especially in this region, but across the nation. And CHI, which runs one of the largest hospital systems across the nation, was very generous to the University of Mary, especially in its gift of a scholarship. So we received a $10 million scholarship to help with this issue. And they saw the University of Mary as being a wonderful partner to be able to do this, to partner together with the same mission, with the same desire, the identity of performing, giving an education that helps a person to perform their job in all assets. And so here are the three different areas that we've put together. The one that is the most exciting is a direct nursing scholarship. So any young person who's coming into the university this fall can apply for a CHI scholarship that their senior year is completely free. So their four-year degree is going to end up costing them three-fourths of what it normally would be. And this is something that is just amazing. They need to keep a 3.0. They need to, make sure that they're in good standing and all these things. But the senior year free. So CHI, that for nursing. There's also a commitment scholarship for those that are in nursing now. They can receive a certain portion of scholarship for their senior year. And then the other one that most people haven't heard about, which is very exciting, is CHI knows that you need more than just nurses to run a hospital. You need more than just doctors. You need accountants. You need marketing people. You need all these. And so they committed also to another scholarship, which we call the Future Healthcare Leaders. And the areas of that are medical laboratory science, respiratory therapy, the other ones that are related, accounting, business administration, healthcare administration, computer information services, information technical management, social work, counseling. And so you can see, just in this scholarship itself, it's a great example of all the needs that we have and how they all connect and we are able to serve.
Fascinating. It's great. All right, one more segment left to go. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the challenges out there and other ways, just like this example, they just decided that the University of Mary will be in the arena helping make a difference. When we continue on What's On Your Mind, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook.
follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at BNSF Railway, hiring thousands of new employees this year. Over 400 have been hired in North Dakota in the last year. If you're interested in learning more about a career in the railroad industry, visit BNSF.com/careers. Our final segment, chatting with our friends from the University of Mary today about North Dakota's future, really, and about how this institution, the University of Mary, is aligning itself to, through the input of a lot of visionary leaders, being aligned to meet the workforce needs of North Dakotans and of North Dakota companies, and also putting out the kind of folks in these companies at the workforce that are extraordinary leaders. First of all, I don't know if you finished on everything you wanted to say regarding the last piece we were talking about of the CHA scholarship drill. Anything else you want to add?
Actually, I do want to add one thing, Scott. The CHI scholarship, the partnership with CHI, we believe is one of the great blueprints, if you will, to how higher education can partner up with private industry and to serve the needs that we're facing. Everybody knows that there's a healthcare shortage for workers. Everybody knows that we need good quality people that are going to be good citizens. And this is CHI stepping up in a very big way, looking at us and saying, wow, look at the work that they're doing. We need nurses. The community needs good educated people. People respect the University of Mary. Let's do this. And so I just wanted to make sure that we understood that. And then to reiterate, the opportunity that young people have with this is tremendous. They can go into nursing and they can go through the year-round campus, get their senior year free. They could be out and working and serving the needs of the people in 2.5 years with an education that costs them two-thirds of what it normally would have. And so this is very exciting stuff.
Do you think, Patrick and Greg, that's the kind of announcement that might even have somebody thinking, I wasn't going to go into healthcare, but now I am. Or, you know, I wasn't really thinking healthcare management, but now I am. Now, I mean, is that a game changer, Patrick, Greg?
I think from my perspective, Scott, it is a game changer. I think it is distinctive for the University of Mary. And so for those young people that want a distinctive education and have it done at a speed that they're looking for. You know, one of the things about our theme of relationships is we've had it since the beginning. But the first thing you do in a relationship as you're building one is you listen. And so we listen to our students. We listen to all of our constituent groups across the state. And this is what they're telling us. So I think it is a game changer.
Pat, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a lot of these young people, they're today, as the time to completion for degrees and the amount of debt students are graduating with, it's really kind of staggering if you look at the national numbers. And they're graduating, and for some of them, they're just having a hard time finding jobs. And the idea of graduating with a significant amount of debt after 5 to 6 years, getting an undergraduate degree, and then this is a national trend. I know it is not as much up in here in North Dakota. I'm going to go back and live with mom and dad. You know, that is not appealing. And so the concept of saying, hey, University of Mary is not going to treat us like this is the last dying gasp of adolescence. But these are people who are serious about education. They're serious about partnering with businesses so that I know that when I graduate, I'm going to have a job. But not only that, I can graduate with less debt and the ability to have an impact. Those are things that are really exciting to young people. So does that open a door to a specific career field? Absolutely. But I also think it opens the door to our region, where people from outside this region are saying, I'm going to go, I'm going to graduate, I'm going to have an excellent education, and I'm going to have a job when I do so. That's exciting for North Dakota. That's exciting for our workforce needs.
Jerome, only about a minute left, but I do want to talk about, you mentioned this as a model. Where's other examples where, and we're going to be talking about these in future programs, where we can grab a challenge by the lapel and say, okay, we're here for you. What are some other areas where this model would work?
Oh, I think this model can work in just about any area, in business, in education. Right now we are doing lab schools with different educational systems across the state. You mentioned Watford City. Pat mentioned Watford City. We're out in Watford City. We're working with the city. We're working with companies out there. We have energy companies that we're offering specific credits to that are serving them to help with their workforce to move them up. And so I don't see any area, honestly, that this couldn't work especially if we sit down and we become a little bit creative. We're also looking in communications and all these different areas that we have strength that we can partner with.
Fascinating conversation. Learned a lot, and I think we've taken what you hear in the headline about a strategic plan and different things that are being discussed, and really have a sense now of what that means. Beyond the headline and to some great initiatives, which we look forward to throughout 2015, breaking down and finding specific areas where there are challenges in North Dakota, and some great leaders are taking those on head on. So thanks, guys. Appreciate the time very much. Fascinating conversation. We'll do it again. All the best.
Thank you, Scott. God bless.
Wonderful, Scott. Thank you.
We are out of time today, folks. Our thanks to Monsignor Shea, Greg Vetter, Jerome Richter, Patrick O'Meara from the University of Mary. Tomorrow, Bismarck Event Center for the North Dakota Safety Council event. See you then. God bless you one and all. Bye-bye.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NASA Consulting Services. Kathy Nassett of NASA Consulting Services tells us about how NASA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NASA Consulting Service online at NASAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NASAConsulting.com. That's NASAConsulting.com. NASAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.